Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, giving all honor, glory, and praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanking each and every one of y'all for tuning in to Time to Talk About It. I'm your host, Sister Diane. But, you know, before we begin the broadcast, we pray. We give honor to the founder of this radio broadcast, the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. We just give honor that she was just obedient to even start this radio broadcast. We continue to trust and pray that we are doing a good service as she was doing while she was here. I will begin praying. So let's begin to draw our minds in, and I'm praying and trusting that you're touching and agreeing with me as I pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. We thank you, Lord, as we come before you. We ask you, O God, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, you know each and every person name by name and what they're in need of, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for the prayers that you have already answered, Lord. The prayers that you are answering right now, O God, as we pray and about to answer, Lord Father. Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for hearing the prayers of the righteous right now, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we just give you honor and glory and praise and just can't thank you enough, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, how you woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord Father. Being able to do, Lord Father, not just for ourselves, but for others, Lord Father. Give us the heart right now, Lord Father. Father, to pray and intercede for others. Father, to do service for others, Lord Father. Father, with love right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, I hold before you Michelle, Lord Father. I thank you, Lord Father, how you continually touching her body right now, Lord Father. As we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, for the soles of her feet, Lord Father. We speak healing right now in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Elder Bowling right now, Lord Father. And we plead the blood of Jesus over him right now from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. And we are going to thank you and praise you in advance for every praise report, Lord Father, every negative results right now in the name of Jesus. Father, for you say, by your stripes, we are healed, Lord Father, and healing is the children's bread, Lord. So, Father, we're calling upon that same healing right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold faith before you, Lord Father. And we know truly, Lord Father, it was nobody but you that kept her, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for what you have done for her, doing for her, and about to do for her, Lord Father. And Father, one day, Lord Father, she'd probably come on and give that praise report, Lord Father. For Father, we had to stand, Lord Father God, by her name, Lord Father, and keep that faith, Lord. So, Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord, and we ask you to continue to touch each and every doctor, each and every nurse, Lord Father, each and every attendant, oh God, that comes, Lord Father, into her room, Lord Father. Father, that you are operating in them right now, Lord, as we cover her room door right now under the blood, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray today, Lord Father, for all those that have some form of cancer right now, Lord Father. Father, as we hold before you Bobby that has throat cancer right now, Lord Father. Yamalette that have breast cancer right now, Lord Father. Father, we're coming against cancer right now in the name of Jesus. Lisa that has cancer right now. Spurgeon Walters that has lung cancer right now. TJ that have pancreas cancer right now, Lord. And Father, we ask right now, Lord Father, Father, to touch their bodies right now, Lord Father, as we pull it up from the root cause and cast it out into outer darkness right now. Father, we ask you to touch their bodies right now, Lord. Father, healing right now, Lord. Those, Lord Father, that are preparing to have surgery, oh God. Father God, those right now that are doing chemo, Lord Father, we speak strength and healing, Lord Father, to their bodies right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, you did it for our Connie that had pancreas cancer, Lord Father, came back cancer free, oh God. Father, we know it was nobody but you, oh God, that did it for her, Lord Father. Father, we know that you're a God of many chances right now, oh God. And Father, we praising you in advance, Lord Father. Oh, Father, touch right now in a mighty and a special way, Lord. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Rudy right now, Lord Father. We thank you for bringing him out of the hospital, Lord Father. And we ask you, oh God, to continue to touch and strengthen him right now, that he is able, oh God, to go back home, Lord Father, to his family right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we glorify you, Lord Father. We magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kenneth right now, Lord Father, praying right now, oh God, for healing of his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. So many people need your healing touch, Lord Father. But Father, we're not just going to pray for their healing touch, Lord Father, but we're going to pray for those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, oh God, that's in need of healing, Lord Father, some form of healing, Lord Father, whether it be natural, Lord Father, or spiritual, Lord Father. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you place someone in their path right now, oh God, to lead them, oh God, to you, Lord Father. Let them know, Lord Father, that it's not too hard, Lord Father, to repent. Turn from their wicked ways, Lord Father. You're a merciful, loving, and forgiving God, Lord Father. And Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for every soul today, Lord Father, that accepts you as their Lord and Savior, Father. For we know the safest place, oh God, is in you, Lord Father. Strengthen hearts and minds, Lord Father, for what about, Lord Father, to come upon this earth, Lord Father. Many think it's just COVID, oh God. But Father, strengthen their hearts right now, Lord Father. So many hearts will fail them, oh God. Father, strengthen your people like never before, Lord. Give them the ears to hear and the heart to receive, Lord Father, what your prophets are saying, oh God. Father, give them that wisdom, give them that knowledge and that understanding. understanding, Lord Father. And Father, if they don't understand, oh God, let them seek your face, oh God. Let them seek your face like never before, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, touch our listeners right now, Lord. Father, those that are listening now, those that will be listening at a later time, oh God, touch them. You know what they're in need of. Lord Father, we are covering them under the blood, Lord Father, and they're going out and they're coming in, Lord Father, on their jobs, on their way to and from their jobs right now, Lord Father. Give them that spirit of awareness, Lord Father. Let them continue, Lord Father, to call upon you like never before, oh God. Father, teach them, Lord Father, to teach their children to call upon you, Lord Father, as they leave their house on the way to school or work, Lord Father, and coming home and never forget to give you the praise and thank you, Lord Father, for bringing them back home safely, Lord Father. We pray today, Lord Father, that you cover our children, Lord Father, as they're in school, Lord. Protect them, Lord, from child molesters, Lord Father, traffickers, bullying right now. We cancel that assignment right now of the enemy, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We dispatch their warring and minister angels to stand guard round about them, Lord Father. We're praying right now, Lord Father, for what's going on in the Ukraine right now, Lord Father. We're praying right now, Lord Father, for the U.S., Lord Father, and we are praying right now for the surrounding nations right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're calling in all prayer warriors right now to stand together in unity right now and pray like never before, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we just glorify you this day for this opportunity, Lord Father. Oh, Holy Spirit, we welcome you on this broadcast today. Holy Spirit, we ask you for healing and deliverance today. Holy Spirit, we ask you right now to touch each and every person's heart today, right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, as I hold before you the speaker of the hour, Lord Father, Elder Addison, Lord Father, I ask you, oh God, to decrease her, oh God, as you increase in her, Lord. Father, use her in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. Show up and show out as she let go and let you have your perfect way in her and through her right now, Lord Father. And Father, we take it not for granted, Lord Father, of your man and woman and God that you use to bring forth the word, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for the word of encouragement, Lord. We thank you for the word of healing right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for the word of correction and preparation right now in the name of Jesus. So Father, I thank you and I glorify you today, Lord Father, for this opportunity, oh God. Father God, to allow someone to come on this broadcast and keeping this broadcast, oh God. Father God, to bring forth your agape word, Lord Father. And Father, I ask all this in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I tell you, we welcome you to Time to Talk About It. Today, if you have not given God praise, if you have not given the honor, the glory that he woke you up this morning, clothed in your right mind, I tell you, you ought to give God a shout today. You ought to even lift your hands if you at work. Lift your hands and just give God the praise. You can just give him a wave offering, you know, and just thank him today. Thank him today, because without him, we are nothing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I will give you the word for today. Touch right now, Lord. Toleration is the greatest gift of the mind. It requires the same effort of the brain that it takes to balance oneself on a bicycle. I'll read that again. Toleration is the greatest gift of the mind, requires the same effort of the brain that it takes to balance oneself on a bicycle. I tell you, God is awesome. God is one to always be lifted up. God, keep us clothed in our right mind. I tell you, I can't wait to hear what the woman of God is going to bring forth today. It is always a blessing. I just enjoy the word when it comes forth. And when he used his true man and woman of God to bring forth that word that you can just understand, receive that word today, I'm going to let you all know. If you all have any questions for Elder Addison, all you have to do is press that one on your phone. And you can ask Elder Addison if you may not understand what she is saying, or, you know, it has touched and blessed you in some type of way, just go ahead and hit that one button today. But at this time, I'm going to give way right now to the woman of God as she comes forth, allowing God to use her. She will let go and let God. I give to you none other than Elder Yvonne Addison.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good morning, wherever you may be. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm grateful, so grateful to see another day. Thanking the Lord for his benefits that he gives to us daily. He is so awesome and amazing, and I just bless the Lord, and I just thank God for his grace and mercy, and just blessing the Lord for his presence on this morning. So I praise God. I thank the Lord for Bishop Porter and Sister Diane. Praise God. Sister Diane, that was an awesome prayer. And you probably could teach this. I know you can, not probably. You can minister this word this morning, because God just put in my heart just to talk about why pray. Why pray? So, Sister Diane, if any time that you want to jump in and give a comment, or, you know, give more explanation about something, please feel free to do that. But I just bless God on this morning. Hallelujah. And the Lord was just dealing with me about why pray. And, you know, as we look at everything that's going on around us, we need to be praying. We need to have prayer in our lives. And just, I hope that this message today will provoke us to have a deeper prayer life that will provoke us to be more intentional about praying and taking it seriously, because prayer is important. Praying is essential to living a life according to God's plans and purpose. And so it is important. So why pray? We should be praying. We should be praying. We are believers. We should be praying. And we're going to talk about how to pray, when we pray, you know, what happens. It's just the surface. This is just the surface about, you know, about prayer and praying. And there's so much more, but we won't, you know, get into all of that today. Maybe the next time I'll do a part two. But why pray? And I know that for myself, you know, we are on prayer calls. I know that there are many prayer calls that we have, and people are praying. I know with my family, you know, we are praying on Saturday mornings at 6:00. And so they're, and I know that Sister Diane is involved with prayer calls, and Bishop Porter. And so I know that prayer is going on, but there are some who don't really have an understanding of what it means to pray and why we should be praying, and not just praying, I lay me down to sleep, you know, those type of prayers. God has, you know, he wants us to go deeper in prayer. He wants us to be more serious about our prayer lives. And so I'm praying that this message today will help us to get to that point, will activate our faith, will activate a desire to really to pray, you know, to have prayer as an essential part of our lives. And so, but how, you know, how to pray, sometimes people may not even understand, individuals may not even understanding, you know, how to pray, or, you know, they've seen people pray, or, you know, this is what they know, this is what they've learned, but how to pray. So praying should not bring, first of all, praying should not bring attention to ourselves, to us, when we're praying. It should point to Jesus, because that's who we're praying. We're praying to God in the name of Jesus. So praying should not bring attention to us. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 says, "And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you that they have their reward. But when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words." Praise God. So therefore, we're not to be like them. For your Father, verse 8 says, "Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him." And that's awesome. And we're going to talk about that. You know, why do we pray if we know, if God knows that, you know, he already knows what we're in need of. So prayer is not man's attempt to change the will of God. That's not why we're praying. Prayer is not, you know, trying to make God move quicker or faster on some things, but we are trusting in him. As we're praying, we're trusting in God. We're trusting in him. We're having our total confidence and is in the assurance in the plan and purpose that God has for us. Okay, so when we're praying, you know, we're praying and we're not praying to bring attention to ourselves. We're not praying, you know, that not worrying about it. I've heard people say, not worrying about, you know, what to say or how to pray or the words to use. And there are people who are fearful. And I remember about praying. And I remember when I had to pray the first praying in public, you know, I would get so nervous. I mean, my heart felt like it would jump out of my chest. That's how nervous I was about praying, because I didn't know if I was going to be praying, you know, saying the right thing, or, you know, praying amiss, or, you know, what. But I would be so fearful of standing in public and praying. But as we pray, you know, when it says go into the secret closet, go into that secret place, it doesn't mean that we should not pray in public. But Jesus just wants us to know that we don't need to be using vain repetitions, you know, or saying or words that are empty. And how we can overcome that by praying the word. If we're praying the word, God's word has weight. God's word is true. God's word has power, has life in it. So when we're praying, we pray the word. So when praying, you know, praying sincere prayers, not to be seen, not to be heard, not to say, okay, I can really pray. As I was listening to Sister Diane pray, that prayer was so awesome. I mean, it just, it covered everything that, you know, that I was meditating and thinking and studying about, you know, how to pray. And she touched on every part. You know, she gave thanks. She asked for, repentance. Repentance was in the prayer, thanksgiving, you know, interceding for others. Covered a lot of areas in that prayer. And it was a sincere prayer. I could tell it came from her heart. So when we are praying, it's about the heart issue. You know, what is in our heart? Talking to Jesus, talking to God, talking to God. You know, what is on our heart? Like I said, he already knows, but he just wants us to come into agreement with him, come into agreement with his word, what his word is saying about us. So, and it's, and so we're not to be like them. We're to pray honest and sincere prayers that the focus is on God and his goodness, and praying, you know, that we're trusting in God and having that total confidence and assurance that he's hearing us. So praying is like giving. It's to be done to the Lord, not to man. You know, so we're praying. So it is. It's as Jesus said that people love to pray standing in the synagogue. Well, is it pleasing man or is it pleasing God? And so we're to check ourselves when we are praying. You know, if we're not seeing results, maybe we need to check our prayer lives. And then, too, praying when we're in the situations and we need answers, we want to hear from God. You know, praying is the answer. But sometimes some might want to, you know, seek out people or seek out, other things other than God and his word, you know, for answers, for healing, for deliverance. Praise God. So entering into the closet does not mean we should not have public prayer. You know, like I said earlier, that when I first started praying in public, I was so nervous. But we are to pray. We are to have public prayer, coming together in agreement and praying on one accord. Is it very important when we come, and that's important when we're praying together in unity and being on one accord, being in agreement, you know, about our prayers. And so, but praying in public is good. Coming together in unity and praying corporate prayers is good. And Acts chapter 12 and verse 12 shows us the importance of public prayer. When Peter was being prayed for his safety while he was imprisoned, and their prayers were answered when Peter was divinely released from the prison. And, you know, even the Rhoda, when Peter came to the door and to let them know that he was free, he was set free, you know, she was so excited, you know, that she just left him there. And she said, you know, our prayers have been answered. How many times have we seen God move in such a miraculous way, or move in our lives and the power of God just showing himself strong in our lives, that we get so excited and we know that God has answered our prayers. Amen. We can praise him. Sometimes we might just need to praise him. You know, we're praying and seeking God's face for different things, but praise him in advance. Praise him before we even see the manifestation of that prayer being answered. You know, praising him and honoring God while we're waiting on that prayer to be answered. But she was so excited that she said, our prayers have been answered. Praise God. So God will answer. He's a prayer answering God, but it takes our faith to believe and being consistent in our prayer lives. Being consistent in our prayer lives. And Jesus turned to the methods of praying. When one prays determines how one prays. Nothing is wrong with repeating prayers, but Jesus was saying, don't let those words be empty. Let them not be just empty words, okay? Praise God. So when we pray, there are some things that will be in our prayers. First of all, adoration. Adoration for who God is. Adoration for who he is. you know, how good God is, how amazing he is, you know, all the attributes of God and the characteristics of God and who he is. We need to know about God, you know, who we're praying to, that God is he's an awesome God, he's an amazing God, he's a God of justice in the earth, he's a God who heals, a God who delivers, he's a God who is there. You know, he's a God of righteousness. You know, he's a God who knows all about us. He is everywhere. He's omniscient. He's all powerful, all knowing God. You know, he's a God who the Lord of hosts. You know, he has his angels charged over us. He's the Lord of hosts. Sometimes we don't think about it. We don't realize that God has his angels assigned to us, and when we pray in our prayer, you know, that releases the angels to move on our behalf. God has his angels watching over us when we're praying. You know, he's the God who protects us and provides for us. And so when we're praying and when we're seeking God, that we should know about him. So when we're praying, we should have an intimate relationship with God and know who he is and know about his goodness. Hallelujah. So having adoration for him, we come to the end of ourselves and focus on the goodness of God and who he is when we are praying. Sometimes we just need to come to the end of ourselves. And Daniel 4, chapter 4 and verse 34 tells us that King Nebuchadnezzar came to his senses and blessed the Most High God and praised and gave glory to God, who is the Eternal One, who lives eternally. So go back and read about King Nebuchadnezzar, how he was stripped of his authority and was removed. He was removed from everyone, living in the wilderness, and how he just became this, you know, this person. His hair and nails grew, and he was just, you know, he came to himself and realized, he came to his senses and realized that he needed God in his life. And I just, you know, Sister Diane prayed. She said, we're nothing. We're nothing without God. We cannot do anything without him. Sometimes we just need to come to our senses, come to the end of ourselves. Stop trusting in our own will. Stop trusting in our own intellect. Stop trusting in our flesh, but trusting in God. Coming to the end of ourselves, realizing that without God we could do nothing or be nothing. Hallelujah. So when we are praying, when we come to that point where we are realizing that we are submitting ourselves, submitting our will to God's will, so take the opportunity to read about that. That's in Daniel chapter 4 about King Nebuchadnezzar. And then as we're praying, we confess. We have confession as we pray. Hallelujah. Confession as we pray. Confession. So in 1 John 1 and 9, excuse me, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, yes, so I heard that in Sister Diane's prayer as well when she began at the beginning of the prayer, you know, repenting. And so we are to confess our sins when we're praying. That's to cleanse our hearts, you know, to get us in position to pray. We just can't come to God any kind of way when we are praying. We just can't come to him, you know, just with doubt and unbelief, with sin in our heart, unforgiveness, you know, toward our brothers and sisters, with hatred or anger. You know, we can't come to God just any kind of way. So when we confess our sins, God, he's faithful. He's faithful to forgive us. And someone needs to hear that on today, because they feel like whatever it is that you've done in your life, whatever that situation, that sin that was in your life, it may be still in your life, you know, confess and ask God to forgive you. And he will. He's faithful. And he's just to forgive our sins. And what he does, he not only forgives us, but he cleanses us up. He cleanses us of all unrighteousness. so that we can be in that place. We can be in, get into the presence of God. Hallelujah. When we're praying and we'll sense his presence, and he will come in and he will bless you, begin to reveal. He will begin to show us things during our prayer time, and you'll have that confidence in knowing that God is hearing your prayer. This is the confidence that we have, that when we're praying and we're praying according to the will of God, that he hears us, and that if he knows that, and if we know that he hears us, we have the petitions that we're asking of him. Hallelujah. So it is the confession. We must own up to our sins. Nothing is too hard. Nothing that we have done, no place that we've been that is so horrific, that is so horrible, that God cannot forgive, that he will not forgive. So he is faithful, and he will purify us. As he forgives us, he purifies us from that pollution, from all the stinkiness of all the things that we've done. My God, I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes people try to cleanse themselves up, to clean themselves up before they come to God. They try to clean themselves up before accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And you can't do it. You can't do it. We cannot do anything on our own. So it's trusting God and coming to him as we are, for him to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, to purify us from the things of that we have done. And we know that, we think about that, the preaching today is, we don't hear much about sin, preaching and teaching about sin. It's not mentioned much these days if you really think about it. There are other words used for it, like mistakes, you know, those type of words. But we don't actually hear preaching and teaching about sin. But we are to seek God's forgiveness regularly, daily, you know, repenting, because we sin not knowing sometimes that we have sinned. And so we need to repent daily. Sometimes we may have said something to someone, you know, unknowingly that, and it hurt their feelings, or our behavior may have been in such a way that was not pleasing to God, but we didn't realize it. So that's why we know we pray, because sometimes we don't know. We don't know when we've sinned. We just don't have that awareness. And so that's why we pray. We ask for forgiveness on a regular basis, not even every day. What does sin do? Sin injures us, and sometimes injures those around us. It could injure our loved ones. And like I said, we may not even know that we have done that. And it separates us from God. We don't want to be separated from God, people. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us. Have mercy. Have mercy on us. He will purify our hearts and draw us closer to him when we confess our sins. We're drawn closer to him. How many of you want to be drawn closer to God? How many of you want to be in his presence? How many of you want to hear his voice? How many of you want to have more of him in your heart, in your lives? How, you know, just having the presence of God and knowing that he is with us, that he said he would never leave us nor forsake us, being drawn closer to him. So that's what confession does. It puts us in that position to be drawn closer to the Almighty God, to be drawn closer to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then we have supplication. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving thanks, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Stay focused on that. All men, okay? And this is not gender. All men means men and women, children, all men. For kings, verse 2, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Verse 3, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Hallelujah. So when we go back to, it says, supplications and prayers and intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men, okay? All men, all humanity. All humanity, praying for all humanity, praying for those in authority. Yes, we may not like those in authority, those who have authority over us, but we are to pray for those who rule over us, those who have authority over us. And if we remove that, you know, remove the anger or, you know, whatever it may be toward that individual, toward that person in authority, you know, cleanse. That's why we have our heart cleaned, you know, before we go in prayer, because it's difficult to pray for someone who has harmed you, who has maybe difficult on your own in your own strength to pray for someone who's harmed you, who's hurt you, but to pray for that person. It's only by the power of the Holy Spirit that empowers us and enables us to go to God in prayer and pray for an individual who has hurt you, who has brought harm to you, who has, you know, that continually misuses you. But God, hallelujah, it is the Holy Spirit that enables us to do that. And in prayer, it says, pray for kings and for all that are in authority. And what happens when we do that? That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. That is what we are desiring, to lead a quiet and peaceable life. Yes, there may be things going on around us. We see the war that's going on in Ukraine right now. We know that there are things that's going on in our communities, in our nations, where there is there's chaos and all this that's happening around us. And you may say, well, how we, you know, pray, but the things are still going on, but it says that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And it's for us to, we have that peace, we have that quietness within our spirit man, and knowing that we can trust God and knowing that God is still on the throne and that he's still working on our behalf. He's still moving on our behalf. Yes, while we are even in the chaos, we can still have peace. We can still live a peaceable and quiet life. And it said praying for those that are in authority so that they can make good decisions, so that they will, their hearts will turn to the Lord, so that they will that they will not just look for favorable to just one population of people, but for all people. And so praying for those in authority, you know, praying that they will make good decisions, praying, you know, that that they will not undermine what God wants to do in the lives of a nation. You know, just praying for those in authority. It could be, you know, the president, the all those in government, and even your supervisor. You know, those who you need to, maybe you have a supervisor that is just, you know, just difficult and hard to work with, and they just bring, you know, you just don't enjoy going to work. But you can pray as a believer. You have the power and the authority to pray for that individual. Not praying amiss, not praying prayers that, you know, that does not align with God's word. No, not those type of prayers. But prayers that line up with what God says, you know, praying for that person, praying for that person's heart to change. Praying that person will be drawn, will have a life, will give their life to Jesus Christ. You know, praying that individual eyes of understanding will be opened, that the veil of deception will be removed from their eyes, that it will not be about just status for them, you know, about money for them, about, you know, whatever it may be, but that their heart will change, that they will have a heart change. The heart of a king is in the hands of God, and he can turn it. It's just like a river. He can turn it whichever way he wants it to go. So praying for a heart change for those individuals who are in authority, who have authority over us, are not promoting quiet and not promoting peace, but we can pray. Hallelujah. So praying that we lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. This is good. So there should be an urgent call to pray, especially during these times, praying for all humanity. All humanity. We don't just have to pray for our little community over here or our neighborhood over here, you know, praying for our state or our city, but praying for all humanity, all nations, you know, throughout the world. We can be praying. Hallelujah. Praying for those in authority so that we can have peace in our lives, in our communities, in our nations, leading godly lives. Hallelujah. Praying that people, that individuals will lead godly lives. Hallelujah. So God desires, his desire is for everyone to be saved and to know the truth. And so as we're praying for those who are not saved, praying for those who don't walk in the truth, who don't know the truth. You know, we can pray. That's intercession. That's coming. That's what we're going to talk about next. You know, interceding for our loved ones, interceding for those in authority over us, interceding, you know, for people you may not even know. I'm going to tell you, when you get into the presence of God and your prayer life becomes more intentional, and you're trusting God more, and you're praying the word, God will begin to reveal things to you. He'll begin to reveal things to you about people, about individuals. He may be even, I've heard instances where people have been praying, and, you know, they begin to pray for a nation and pray for the inhabitants of that nation, and they didn't know, you know, what was happening at the time, but God led them to pray. You know, I have been in prayer and been praying, and God has showed me people's faces that I've never seen before. I don't know who they are, but he showed me their faces and how to pray for them. So praying, you know, God does a miraculous thing in our prayer time if we trust him, if we be intentional about it and be focused. That's the thing, being focused too as we pray. You know, focusing on what God says and his word, focusing on what we're hearing the Lord, you know, saying as we are seeking his face and praying. So intercession, praying for others. James chapter 5, verse 15, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. So we can intercede. Why should we pray if God already knows what we're going to ask for? So prayer, what does prayer do? It connects us with God and works to bring our wills into conformity with his will. And we're not just to pray for ourselves. We're to pray for others. You know, pray for others. Pray for, as I said earlier, first we have to search our heart and ask God to remove any unrighteousness, that we can be in a position to pray for others as well. We're to pray for our enemies. And that takes love. That takes love. Love to pray for our enemies and to pray for, you know, for those that as I said earlier, that may have hurt us or brought harm to us in any way. But God says, you know, to pray for others, intercede, you know, as God leads, intercede for others, praying for your family. It's important that as a believer that you pray for your family. And I just thank God for our Saturday morning prayer time as we're praying and interceding on behalf of our family. And the family just doesn't mean those who are biologically connected to us, but those that are connected to us in other ways. So we're praying, and we're seeing the results of God moving and blessing and answering prayers. So we praise God for the prayer time. So pray for your family members. Pray for your children. You know, pray for, instead of worrying about your children, you know, pray. Take it to God. Give it to God. God knows all about them. He created them. So he knows all about them. So pray instead of worrying about it. Pray. If somebody asked me one time if I prayed about a situation, and I said, yeah, but then when I thought about it, I really had not really prayed about it. It was in my thoughts. And what I was doing was I was worrying more about it than actually praying about it. So praying about that, it helps with worry. It helps remove the worry. It helps helps us not to be anxious. You know, if someone has a problem with anxiety, dealing with anxiety, you know, praying is an antidote to removing the anxiety, to relieving the symptoms of anxiety. So interceding, praying, not just for ourselves, but praying for others as well. And then as we're praying, you know, don't feel that your prayers are too big for God. If you're needing God to move in your life in a big way, you know, in a miraculous way, don't feel that, you know, that is too, that you can't go to God with that. God says pray. You know, we can pray. We can pray and ask him, for what it is that we need. So, you know, don't be feel that you cannot go to God in prayer. He said, you know, go to his throne of grace and boldly approach his throne of grace. And so I pray that we'll have the boldness to approach the throne of grace, that we'll have the boldness to go to God and ask him. And don't be afraid to ask him for more. You know, don't be intimidated by asking God for more. Sometimes we don't have because we haven't asked. We have not because we ask not. You know, pray. And then in that prayer time, when God begins to speak and he begins to give answers, you know, be quick to move on it. Be quick to be obedient. You know, trust, and that's where the trust and the confidence comes in God, and knowing that we are to be obedient when he's asking us. So I pray that we'll have the boldness and the courage to move and to be obedient when God is asking us to do something, when he's asking us to move on something, that we will have that courage to do it. Praise God. So we're praying about it, you know, then, you know, have the confidence in knowing that God is going to answer your prayer. It may not be the way that you want it to be answered, okay, because we don't always understand God's will. We don't understand God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So we can't maybe understand sometimes when God answers in a way that we thought it was coming another way, but God knows, okay? He's the author and finisher of our faith, so he knows what we are in need of. And that's why it's important to be obedient. And when we are trusting God, and when he's answering prayers, and he's guiding and he's leading and he's directing us to be obedient and to do that, if we want to see the manifestation of that prayer, praise God. So obedience, you know, surrendering, you know, trusting God, you know, all that is part of prayer. When we're praying and we're seeking God's face, when we're seeking him. And then there is thanksgiving in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. But be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with what? With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So he's going to keep your hearts and minds. And the peace of God which passes all understanding. So we don't understand. Like I said, we don't understand. We don't understand. God's peace is beyond our human understanding. His peace is beyond. We need peace. If you need peace in your life, trust God. Hallelujah. Go to him in prayer. Give him that situation. Give it to him. Cast all of your cares upon him. Give it to him. Jesus has already taken those concerns, those cares, those situations, the hurt, the pain on the cross. He took it for us, already made a way for us to be free, to be set free. Yes, life happens. Yes, we go through different things. And yeah, and sometimes things hurt. You know, we hurt. We go through situations in our lives where it is uncomfortable. You know, our hearts get heavy. But God's peace that we don't understand will guard our hearts and our minds, and he'll watch over our hearts and our minds. He'll stand guard over our hearts and our minds in Jesus, that we will not become destroyed, that we will not become, crushed in that situation, that where we cannot get up, where we cannot move on, where we cannot have peace, where we cannot be healed, where we cannot be delivered, where we cannot be restored. God is a restorer of the breach, where we can, so we're trusting in him. He will stand guard over our hearts and our minds in that situation, knowing that God is with you. Yes, it hurts. Yes, it's painful. Acknowledge it, but don't stay there. Don't stay in that place. Acknowledge it and trust God with it. Trust God with it. Don't run and get under the juniper tree like Elijah did. He was running from I forgot the name of the person, but anyway, he was running from her, and he ran under the juniper tree, right? But he didn't stay there. And I'm telling you today, don't stay under the juniper tree. Don't stay there. Don't stay in that place of despair. Don't stay in that place of discouragement. Don't stay in that place where, where depression and oppression can set in. You know, don't stay in that place. Do not isolate yourself. I would tell you, you know, be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication. With this, give it, let your request be made known unto God. I mean, let everything that you are going through, let your request be made known unto God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when individuals are going through things, that they find themselves in that place of loneliness, or they begin to isolate themselves, they withdraw from people, they withdraw from situations. I mean, they withdraw from people and they isolate themselves. And so then they, what happens? The enemy comes in. The enemy starts to, you know, plant seeds and thoughts in that person's mind that they'll never get over that situation. They'll never be healed again, that the hurt will always be there. The pain will be too intense for them to bear. But we're to take the yoke of Jesus, because his yoke is easy. And when that isolation happens, you know, the people want to give up. They want to have thoughts of ending their lives because the pain is too intense. But God, who is able to heal and to bring peace and comfort to your heart, heal that pain. Jesus is the balm of Gilead to heal. Allow him, allow Jesus into those areas, allow Jesus into those deep recesses of the soul where that hurt and that pain is. And allow him to do the work. Allow him to bring you out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God bless the Lord that he stands guard over our hearts and minds in Jesus. So when do we pray? We can pray all the time. You know, we pray all the time. It says, you know, everything in prayer, we come to God with everything in prayer, and then we pray. You know, we pray all the time. We can pray daily. We can pray, you know, that it should be the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, praying fervently. You know, men are to always pray. You know, always praying. Always praying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So you can pray when you're in distress. And Jonah chapter 2, verse 1, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, out of the fish's belly. Jonah was desperate. He prayed unto the Lord. He was in the fish's belly, and he became desperate. So he knew he needed, the only way he was going to be set free and delivered was to pray unto the Lord, his God. So that's what, when we come to that point where we know that we need God, that we need God in our lives, we need God to move because of that situation that we're in. You know, what is your fish's belly today? It could be, you know, many different things, but you find yourself in a hard place, in a dark situation, but praying to God, you know, praying to God, and God set him free. God set him free. And that's what the Lord wants to today. He wants somebody to be set free on today. He wants someone to be to live the life that God has for them. Jesus came that we'd have life and have it more abundantly. And he wants us to have that abundant life. And that's what God wants for you today. If you're struggling, if you're in that dark place, if you're in that place of you feel that you just cannot go on any longer, trust God. Pray unto him. Pray God that sets you free, delivers you, and heals you. And if you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, because we do pray in the name of Jesus, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes, but if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, invite him into your heart. Invite him into your heart today. So if you're in that desperate place, if you're in that place of distress, know that there is a way out, and that's through Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And then have a heart position to pray. Our heart has to be in the right place to pray. We abide in Christ. We, you know, to be connected to Jesus Christ, abiding in him. In John chapter 15 and verse 7, it says, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you. Thank you, Jesus. Ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It shall be done unto you. What does it mean to abide? Abide means to stay connected to Jesus. Stay connected to the vine. Stay connected to Jesus by being in his presence, reading his word. You're praying. Praying, fasting, you know, studying his word, putting aside those things, letting go of those things that's a hindrance to your relationship with God. Abiding, and if you abide in me, that word stays within you, that having faith and confidence in God and the work of the cross, you know, that Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, maybe you just need to get one scripture that addresses your situation. And get that one scripture and pray it and read it and meditate on it until you become strong and, you know, and it becomes part of you, that when the enemy brings up that thing, when he brings up the pain, when he brings up the anger, when he brings up the rejection, you say, you know, you have the word. You can stand on that word. And you know what the word says about your situation, the word that will set you free. Hallelujah. The word that will set you free. Thank you, Jesus. He says, and you shall ask what you will. And that's why it's important to pray the word. Pray God's word. You know, praying what the word says about your situation. Praying the word. That is going to bring, you know, the peace. You're going to find grace. You're going to find favor. Hallelujah. This is what we find in prayer. When we're praying, praise God, we have the favor of God. We find peace. We find grace, wisdom, revelation. Hallelujah. Revelation about something, you know, guidance, direction. Praise God. So praying, and so that we will, thank you, Jesus, that we shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And, as I mentioned earlier, we're praying that sometimes, you know, God will answer, or it may not come when you want him to come, but you have to wait. You know, be in that position to wait while God is working on your behalf, because he already knows. He already has done it. It's already done. Hallelujah. Praise God, but now waiting in faith, continuing to pray, continuing trusting and believing God, continuing to do the will of the Father, hallelujah, while you're waiting. Praise God, hallelujah, and praising him and worshiping him. Worship and praise, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then overcoming temptation, you know, in Luke chapter 22, verse 46, and this is Jesus, as he was talking to his disciples, when he asked them to pray for him, and he said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Sometimes we just need to rise, we need to pray, we see a situation, we need to pray, we need to stay in the presence of God. Because the enemy will bring temptation, the enemy will the enemy knows our weaknesses. And so he'll bring us into that place of temptation. But if we are prayed up, you know, you hear people say you need to stay prayed up, put on the whole armor of God. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. So that we can overcome, so that we will not enter into temptation. And so Jesus prayed many times. Again, he withdrew from the crowds to pray. He went by himself to pray. You know, and so he prayed. He wanted his disciples to pray too, but they had fallen asleep. And so, you know, he said, you know, rise, arise. Why are you sleeping? Why are you sleeping? Rise and pray. Somebody needs you to pray for them. Somebody is in need of a prayer. So we can't be sleeping on the job. We cannot be sleeping, spiritually sleeping. But we need to arise. We need to be about our Father's business. We need to be praying for others. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So Jesus prayed. He prayed for God's will to be done, even if it meant drinking from the cup of suffering that he was going to experience in those few hours ahead. So he knew his will be done. And sometimes, you know, we want to pray some. You know, when praying God's will be done, his will be done, we may not understand his will, but his grace and mercy, hallelujah, follows us all the days of our lives. And we can know that in God's place, we are trusting in God's will, that he will give us mercy and that he will give us grace to endure. Hallelujah. His grace is sufficient. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then lastly, praying in the name of Jesus. Praying in his name of Jesus. Jesus is, why do we pray in Jesus' name? Jesus is the only way. God has approved for us to approach him. So Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. So we're just not asking, you know, as we're praying, we're not going on our own merit. We're not going on our own strength. We're not going on, you know, on our own values and our own, what we believe. you know, but it's on the merit of Christ, what he did for us on the cross. What he did for us on the cross, the work of the cross. Hallelujah. So we pray in the name of Jesus. We have that authority. We've been given that authority to pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And it's like I was reading, someone gave this story of the young man who went to the went to a party. This little boy went to a party, and when he approached, you know, the party, you were supposed to have a ticket, but he didn't have a ticket. And so the person who, you know, at the gate or whatever, the entrance, said, well, you don't have a ticket, you can't come in. It was a man, the son who was having the party. And so the little boy said, he said, well, who told you to come? And he said, your son said I could come. And so that gave him some authority to get in to that party. And so it's like praying in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the Son of God, hallelujah, who sits on the right hand of the Father, now interceding on our behalf, advocating for us, hallelujah. So I bless the Lord. I thank God for praying, for a prayer. And we have that authority. We have that ability. We have that Jesus made a way for God to hear our prayers. He's made a way for God to hear our prayers. Praise God. So I just want to admonish you on this morning. I want to encourage you on this one. I hope that this word has provoked us to have a deeper prayer life, to have a more consistent prayer life, to pray according to the word, to have an understanding about praying, and that our hearts, to search our hearts, and if there and asking God to remove any unrighteousness, you know, so that we'll have a pure heart. We'll come to God with a pure heart. Hallelujah. So I just thank the Lord, and I praise God for this opportunity, and I thank the Lord. Lord, we just thank you for being with us on this morning. We ask, oh Lord, that you help us to pray. Help us to understand. Help us to always pray. Help us, Lord, to pray for those in authority. Help us to pray, God, for those in other nations. Help us to pray for our loved ones. Help us to pray for our enemies, oh Lord. And so we just thank you, God, for encouraging us and letting us know, Lord, that we have the capacity. You have given us that capacity and that authority to pray in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just give you all glory, honor, and praise on today. Let us not go one day without praying, without seeking your face, oh, Lord, and help us not to pray amiss. Lord, we bless you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for that awesome word on prayer from Elder Addison. Heavenly Father, as she has poured into us, Lord Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over her right now, Lord Father, asking you right now, Lord Father, to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate her right now, Lord Father.
Jesus.
Father, may the word that came for today bless others immensely, Lord Father, and they may go forth, Lord Father, and pray like never before, Lord Father, knowing that
yes,
you are awesome, powerful God, Lord Father. You are our creator, Lord Father, and we are nothing, Lord Father, without you, Lord Father. So bless her, Lord Father, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. I tell you, something I don't mind talking about and I don't mind doing.
Yes,
I love
yes.
Thank you for that word that came forth. And as you were talking about the first time that you prayed out in public, I remember the first time I prayed. You know, in coming into the ministry, and Apostle Porter, she was telling us, you know, someone may ask you for prayer. When you go to church, pray for me on Sunday, you know, the next time you go. And, you know, we go about our own business at times and forget that someone asks to pray for them. And she's like, no, you need to pray for them right there because you don't know if they're about to commit suicide. You don't know what they're going through, you know. And we had communion. So I have to go to the store to get some grape juice. And I was in a safe lot. I was dressed in all white, and I paid for the juice and about to head out the door. And this gentleman walked up to me and he said, "Are you a preacher?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, you look like a preacher. Can you pray for me?" I said, "Sure, no problem. You know, I'm heading to church." And then Apostle Porter Words came back to me. You know, and say, pray for that person because you don't know what it is that they're dealing with. Some people will tell you, you know, hey, I'm dealing with this, that, or the other. Can you pray for me? Or some just ask for prayer, you know.
Yes.
Some people feel that they have to know what that person needs. Let that spirit of discernment come into play. They may be embarrassed of their situation, what they're dealing with, and feel that you might judge them if they say what their problem is. So me, I would say, is there a specific prayer that you want me to pray? Is there something that specifically that you want me to pray for or just pray for you in general? See, when you're praying specifically, that's target prayer. You're praying directly for that. But when you don't know, you still can pray for that that person. You may never see that person again, you know? And I stood there and I prayed for him, and I saw the tears in his eyes, and I said, "Jesus loves you. He loves you, you know. Just continue to call on his name." I prayed for him right then and there. You know, God, some people think that you have to be saying all these big, lavish words.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Your heart.
Yes, yes.
Sincere prayer and prayer do change things. If people will only understand that prayer changes things, prayer changes people.
Yes.
You know, we have this affirmation that Apostle Porter taught us. I salute the divinity of God, and you call that person name. And send them love. And you continue to say it. And trust me, it changed. If it changed nobody, it changed you. It changed you, and you will see the change. And I know many that have said that and follow what Apostle Porter had said can testify that it has changed. Situation. Prayer changes things, and unless we can come together understanding that we serve an awesome and powerful God, you know, he is our creator. He created us. He knows what's in us. He gives us that power and that authority to use his name, to use his word.
You could
preach that word, but if you don't have the anointing, that power behind that word, you just preaching. That's all you're doing.
That's all you're doing. Amen.
That is all you're doing. So pray is something I love to do.
Yeah.
Praying openly wasn't something that I wanted to do. You know, I just felt, you know, one and one prayer, you know, is good. It's just me, you, and God.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And being around Apostle, you know, she sees in you. Your leader ought to see in you what God
placed
in you.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Absolutely.
Because they store it up.
Mm-hmm.
They stir that gift up in you. Whatever it is God has in you, your leader ought to see and stir it up in you.
Mm-hmm.
They begin
Amen.
To activate what God has placed in you.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank
That's
you for bringing forth the word. I appreciate you. If any listener on the line would like to ask a question, even request prayer, even give your life to God, all you have to do is press that one button on your phone. Be not ashamed. No one is here to judge you, talk about you, all our brothers and sisters keepers. We all pray one for another in season and out of season. Elder Addison, you just got me all stirred up here with this prayer. The world
that's what
we're
supposed to do.
The world
Amen.
Needs prayer. Your family needs prayer. Your neighborhood needs prayer. Your children
mm-hmm.
in school needs prayer. I mean, come on. Lord, have
mm-hmm.
mercy, you know, on this person.
Yes, amen.
It's a prayer.
Yes.
Lord,
amen.
Help. They're in need of you. It doesn't have to be so much lavish, you know, big words and, you know, all no, come from the heart. God hears. And when he lays someone's name on your heart, you may not know them.
Yes, that's true.
But you know
Amen.
What? God laid them on your heart to pray. I remember while Apostle was in the hospital, and it was so funny because she was trying to mention to me Pastor Dungy, but she kept calling a name other than Pastor Dungy because we was praying, matter of fact. That's what we was doing. And she was trying to say Pastor Dungy, but she was trying to say Pastor Dungy, but God was giving her someone else to pray for. And she just stopped and she said, you know, Lord, I don't know who the person is, you know, but you had me continue saying this name and begin to pray for that person. How much
mm-hmm.
of us today is obedient to do that?
Yeah.
You know, they will just brush it off.
Yeah.
But if God lays, you do not have to know the person. You do not have to know the situation that person is going through. If God lay them on your heart, begin to pray. And as you begin to pray and intercede for that person, God taking care of the rest because you was obedient to do so.
Yes.
You was obedient to do so.
Hallelujah.
You know, I just thank you. I appreciate you for continually coming on the broadcast.
Thank you.
I thank you greatly, and I know our listeners enjoy you. So,
praise God.
Hopefully you'll add maybe another day and come on and allow God to have his way with you. Okay.
Amen. It'll be a prayer.
I definitely will.
Oh,
I definitely
God.
Will.
Amen. To God be the
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I thank each and every one of you on a continual basis, supporting Time to Talk About It today, trusting that you enjoy that awesome word on prayer coming from Elder Addison today. If you have missed the broadcast from the beginning and would like to listen to it again, visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click on that link. Or you can visit blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and hear this word from the beginning. That's right. Join us every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. Yes, prayer is universal. As long as you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, come on and join us and tear the devil kingdom down. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 712-832-7144. Code 3333#. Again, that's 712-832-7144. Code 3333#. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. on Facebook Live for our Sunday service. All you got to do is click on Logion International Ministries and join us on Facebook. If you do not have Facebook, that's all right. Join us on that conference line. And that calling number again is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Every Tuesday night we have Bible Talk. And again, that calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. That's every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You would like to send donations to continue to keep this broadcast on air. For those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. So don't forget, tell a friend, join us tomorrow. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that calling number is 347-857-3925. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying
how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go. When
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go. When
and
I let God,
let him
let
have
God.
So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle, straight. struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands that everything would be alright, yeah. And let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let God,
He can handle it all, yes.